Right now, we check in with our state's superintendent of education, Dr. Cade Brumley. Dr. Brumley, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Looking forward to starting the new calendar year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about this for just a second, because this is as a parent of three kids, I can tell you it's a weird time. Like, constantly reminded, you got to go to bed early tonight because school's going to kick you in the butt when it's back in. The transition back into school, this is going to be a slow week for teachers. I mean, as far as actually getting things done, is it not?
Well, I hope whenever kids get there, teachers are rolling. I fully expect that they will be. You know, I'm a dad too, and it was almost like I could tell the point in which it was time for my kids to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt like, you know, this 2 week mark, that was about long enough. So as a dad, I was always, you know, usually ready for them to go back. But, you know, teachers across the state are ready to, you know, welcome kids back. And I hope those teachers too, who, you know, have done great work over the course of the year, and certainly over the last few years, got a little bit of a disconnect as well.
Talk with Dr. Cade Brumley. All right, so as we get back to it, there will be a number of things on the table, not the least of which is a letter that came from your office this morning offering guidance on TikTok. This seems to be a growing concern throughout a number of state agencies. Looks like it's made its way over to your department as well. What can we be on the lookout for here?
Well, you know, TikTok is a company that is based out of China. It has a parent company out of China. And, you know, I just don't think that we can trust them at this point with data privacy with our kids, both now and into their future. TikTok is a popular application that kids use. And, you know, I just sent out a letter to all school systems this morning and all schools across the state, traditional public charter, and even non-public, just advising them that I would remove TikTok as a platform on all publicly funded phones. And also I was encouraging them to no longer use TikTok as a communication tool within their schools, whether it was for co-curricular activities or sports teams or you name it. I just think that we need to get TikTok out of our schools right now. We don't know enough about it. And national security experts are sounding the alarm relative to this platform. And so, you know, we have to do everything that we can do to protect our kids. And cybersecurity is a new area where we're having to examine.
We're talking with State Superintendent of Education, Dr. Cade Brumley. So when it comes down to it, I mean, guidance is basically all you can offer at this point, right?
That's right. So I just wanted to make sure that systems across the state were aware of the concern. And if they needed some form of encouragement to be able to do it, they would have it from my office. You know, you look at someone and you tell them, especially a teenager, and say, hey, you need to get TikTok off your phone. And they look like, you know, look at you like you're a crazy person. Why would I need to do that? But what they are not appreciating is the fact of the data that is or could be being collected on them through all of the various searches and communications that they share with others. And we just don't know enough about it. And so it's, you know, it's when you have to kind of be the adult in the room and say, look, we need to remove this platform for right now. Follow some of the trends that we're seeing nationally from some of the security experts and just take every precaution that we can. And I'm hopeful that school systems across the state will, you know, heed that advice and make sure that TikTok is removed as a communication tool.
Well, I mean, aside from China, aside from the data collection, from the student's perspective on a very real one-on-one level, the way the algorithms work, and TikTok can go viral faster than anything else out there, the ability to bully on this app is greater than it is on any other app out there.
Well, true. I mean, it's bullying online. Whenever I say true, bullying online is a real threat. And it certainly isn't something that you and I faced whenever we were going through school, but it's something that our kids are facing today. And we just need to take every precaution relative to that. You know, it's odd. You can see kids and heck, even some adults now, seated side by side and texting each other or communicating to each other on one of these social media platforms instead of just looking at each other and having a conversation, which is a whole different concern. But what we wanted to do today is not even raise concerns about mental health issues and those types of things that could be impacted by excessive use of social media. or even physical health. But what we wanted to do is just raise the alarm to our school systems and say, hey, look, we believe this to be a credible concern. It's a fairly simple fix just to make sure that it's removed from our communication streams.
Talk with Dr. Cade Brumley, State Superintendent of Education, about a number of different things he's got going on to start off the calendar year. One of those is school systems are currently submitting their Louisiana Comeback 2.0 plans. Tell me all about that. What is Comeback 2.0 and what are schools doing to participate?
Yeah, you may remember last year, for last school year, we launched Comeback. Well, it was just Louisiana Comeback at the time, and we asked every school system in the state to write plans around how they would use their federal funding to ensure better attendance and well-being of kids, academic acceleration and recovery, and then provide for professional learning of teachers. And they had to submit a plan to us at the Department of Education, and we would approve it, and we would then post it at louisianacomeback.com. And once you go to louisianacomeback.com, you can go by each parish, look at their student data, you can look at their approved comeback plan. You can go to financial dashboard and look to see how each individual school system across the state is spending their federal stimulus dollars. And so what we know is that this last summer, when we released our LEAP data, our test scores, we were up 3 points in proficiency in math. We were up 3 points proficiency in ELA. We were up 2 in science, which is the most significant year-over-year increase since 2016. And so we wanted to continue that process into this year. And so most recently, school systems have submitted, after working collaboratively within their system, they have submitted those plans. We have reviewed or in the process of reviewing those plans, and many of them have already been posted at louisianacomeback.com. So I would just encourage the audience, if they have some level of interest in knowing what their local school system or school systems across the state are doing with their federal stimulus dollars and how that's working, go to louisianacomeback.com, click on your local system, and you'll find a good amount of information there to be helpful to you.
Is there an apples to apples, a one to one extrapolation, or might not be the right word, but to be able to tell how the data or how the dollars were spent, how the time and energy were spent, and find out what was done last year that resulted in the higher test scores, in order to narrow in on, you know, just focusing on which worked while, you know, being able to eliminate or minimize what didn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a challenge to know exactly, you know, dollar for dollar based on any specific endeavor to determine with, you know, great confidence, academic return on investment. But what we know is we think a number of things work. You know, we prioritize face-to-face instruction. You know, we made sure that we had active, robust summer programs. We focused on the science of reading. We focused on tutoring. We focused on making sure that our students had the well-being supports that they needed. And so all of those things plus more were planned out through this process. I tell people it's good for the public to be able to go in and see what the systems are doing to recover from the pandemic and the storms, and also see where the dollars are being used. But also what was really important is just prompting that process within individual school systems for them to say, okay, here are the dollars we have. Here, this is a look at our data. And what are we going to do with this information to drive our kids forward in a positive way? And so those processes happened within school systems across the state. And I think in some way that has to be credited with some of the recovery that we saw. And so we're using that process again this year, and we're hopeful that by the time spring rolls around and our kids take their LEAP assessment again, that we'll see continued academic recovery.
Talk with Dr. Cade Brumley, State Superintendent of Education. One of the things that could be helping students along the way in the very near future is the Steve Carter Literacy Tutoring Program. As I understand it, the application portal is open for that right now.
That's right. So a few years ago in the state legislature, Representative Hughes and McKnight authored a bill named after the late Steve Carter, where families could receive basically a voucher for their child to receive tutoring support outside of the school to help them. That bill, unfortunately, fortunately was passed, but unfortunately was not funded. And so what we were able to do since then is we decided internally that we would use $40 million of our state stimulus funds from COVID And we would provide this to fund the Steve Carter Literacy Program. So kids in grades K through 5, if they have difficulties or if they're struggling in reading, and if they qualify, can register for this program. And what it allows is it basically affords the parent a $1,000 voucher, and the parent can use that voucher to be able to purchase private tutoring at a number of different tutoring vendors throughout the state, both in person and online. So if a parent out there is listening, or a grandparent, aunt, or uncle, or friend, and they know of a child who might need just a little bit of extra support in grades K through 5, they can go to LouisianaBelieves.com, and there will be a header up there that says Steve Carter Literacy Program Tutoring Program, and you can find more information about that right there. So far, Brian, we have almost 1,200 kids across the state signed up for the program, and that's only been up and available for a couple of weeks now.
Got 1 minute left with education, Superintendent of Education, Dr. Cade Brumley. Want to leave that minute to talk about the application window for the Louisiana Scholarship Program as well.
Right. So Louisiana Scholarship Program is a program that's, gosh, about a decade or so old now, but it allows families, if their child attends a school that's rated as a C, D, or F, and they meet certain income restrictions, that they're able to get a voucher and to be able to use that voucher to attend non-public school. And we've worked hard over the last couple of years to clear that waiting list, to provide additional resources, and we're thankful to our legislature for supporting those allocation increases so that families who qualify and would like a scholarship can get those and apply that to a non-public school if that's what they would so desire. Look, I just believe that, you know, whenever we put parents in charge of their kids' education in those types of ways, that the kid benefits. Mm-hmm. And so the scholarship program is just another opportunity to do that.
He is Dr. Cade Brumley. We always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely.